says, let me tell you what. Listen up. Listen. Listen to this question. Have you missed your stop? This is the title of the message today. Has our elevator stopped? Has our elevator stopped? Now listen. Has our elevator, Jesus, has he stopped? Of course not. He's not stopped. But many of us are struggling. You walk through a lot of times in our spiritual life, we may be taking the scenic route. We may be looking around and trying to figure out all of what's happening. But the Lord's saying today, listen, I didn't tell you to get off on the wrong floor. I want you to keep on the right floor. Amen. Do you have your Bibles with you this morning? Raise it up and say, this is my Bible. Thank you, Mark. I am who it says I am. I have what it says I have. And I can do what it says I can do. And I will do what it says I'll do. In Jesus' name. Say Jesus' name. Amen. How many of you are ready? How many of you are ready for what God's got in store for you? I'm here to tell you this morning that life goes on. How many of you know it keeps on going? It just keeps on going. Now, there may be a day when it's all going to come to an end. Hopefully, we're on the right floor. We're on the right floor when our elevator, wherever our elevator stops. I find, this is me just personally, I find when I am doing what I'm supposed to be doing, when I am doing exactly where I'm supposed to be and doing what I'm supposed to be doing, life is pleasant. Life is enjoying. Life is good. Say amen. How many of you know God is good? How many of you know that God wants you to have the experience of the abundant life of Christ? Have we stopped somewhere along our journey? Have we pressed our stop button? Say stop. Have we pressed our stop button? Now and then we'll press it. I'm just going to be honest here. I mean, I'm sure each and every one of us in here has pressed your stop button along your Christian walk. You just went, hey, man, wait a minute, let me stop this thing. Let me see where I'm at. Have you ever stopped and just thought about where am I? Where are I? Where are we? What's going on? Have I stopped on the wrong floor? Have you ever stopped on the wrong floor? Thank you, Miss Elaine. Sometimes we have opened our door. We've had the elevator stop and we opened the door and we found out we were on the wrong floor. Have you ever just opened up? Have you ever been in that situation where you just realize, let me just tell you what right now, back up. Say back up. Look at your neighbor and say back up. Get back in the elevator. Let the doors close again because you're on the wrong floor. Sometimes we like to get nosy. Sometimes we like to be like Adam and taste that apple and see what it tasted like. Sometimes we get a little curious. We want to experience things. I just have to know, do we have experimental people out there? My hand's raised. I've experimented a lot. Anybody have experimented on some things and you said, well, that didn't work out too good? Anybody can say that? It didn't work out too good? You experimented with some things in life and it's time. Say time. To back up and get back in the elevator. It's time to press the button to get going again. Adam had to experience some things. Excuse me. How many of you ever got mad at Adam for eating the apple? Have you ever said, Adam, why the heck did you ever eat? Don't you know how much? Well, I have to just tell you. Here you go. I'm going to tell you a little joke real quick. You ready for a joke? I got to tell you a joke real quick. This is an old one, so some of us older folks, Lewis, we may have heard this one before. But anyway, this fella's out working, and he says, darn Adam, darn Adam. And the fella said, the boss came out, and he says, what are you saying? What are you mumbling about? He goes, darn Adam, darn Adam. I said, why are you fussing at Adam? He said, if Adam wouldn't ate that apple, we wouldn't be in this situation. We wouldn't have to work so hard. So the boss says, tell you what I got for you. Tell you what to do. You come on in my house. He had a big mansion. He said, come on in, live in it, live it all up. But I got this box over here. Don't open this box. This box is sacred. The guy said, well, I could do that. So he goes and lives in the house for a little while. And every now and then he looks over at that box and he says, I wonder what's in that box. And he kind of wonders and worries about it. And then after about a week, you know, he's like, man, I wonder why he told me not to enter that box. I was like, I better not. Let me just stay away from that box. He told me, Before you know it, he goes over there and he opens up the box and there's this note inside there. It says, "Now get back to work. Quit cussing at Adam. Quit blaming Adam." Sometimes in our life, we blame a lot of things, but I'm here to tell you, we all have the same opportunity. We all have the same opportunity to blow it. How many of you ever blown it? Don't raise your hand. Sometimes we have to make the right decisions. Have we ever made the wrong decisions? Now watch. Watch this. We're going to read some scriptures now. We're going to get into the Word of God and allow the Lord to speak to heart. You ready for some scripture? Oh, let's pray. Father, we thank you for your Word. Lord, we just ask you to open our eyes and open our ears and open our hearts. Lord, that we would hear your voice today. Lord, that we would understand, Lord, what you have in store for us. Lord, that we would learn, oh God, today to meditate on your Word and understand what you're saying to the church today. Let us have an ear to hear in Jesus' name. And everyone said amen. Watch how Adam hit his stop button after he ate the apple. Genesis chapter 3 and verse 8. Then he heard the sound of the Lord walking in the garden in the cool of the day. Have you ever just thought about that? God just walking in the garden in the cool of the day. Have you ever just thought about how awesome God is? I mean, we heard my wife talking about all the things God is. How awesome God is. And he was walking in the cool of the day. And Adam heard his voice. Have we ever heard God's voice? If you didn't, you need to get on your knees and start asking him to talk to you, because he's got a lot of things to say. And Adam and his with his wife, they hid themselves from the presence of the Lord amongst the trees in the garden. I always wondered, how stupid was Adam that he thought he could hide from the man that created him? I just won't get too much into that, but he's hiding himself from the presence of the Lord. All right? That's where sometimes we hit have any of us ever hit our hiding button? Have we hid from the Lord when we heard the Lord's voice and we said, "You know what, Lord, I think this is you. I think it's you. I know it's you talking to me, Lord, but we got our butts. We put things in there that I'm just not ready for that yet. Lord, I just don't know. Lord, make it clear." Sometimes he makes it clear, and sometimes he leads us to wander around in the desert for a while. But it's up to us to grab on and get back on the elevator. Say elevator. To Jesus, the Holy Spirit. Get back on the elevator and allow him to lift you up into his presence. Because in his presence is the fullness of joy. Sometimes we hide ourselves. And he says, "Where are you?" How many of you know God knows where he was? But he said, "Where are you?" And Adam said, "I'm stuck on the fifth floor, Lord." Sometimes we're stuck someplace in our life and we don't know why. Because we didn't get back on the elevator and press it. Then he said, "I heard your voice in the garden and I was afraid." I wonder why he was afraid. "Because I was naked and I hid myself." And he said, "Who told you you were naked?" Now I'm just going to stop there and pause for a second. Just because this is what you got to hear this morning. Who told you you're not good enough? Who told you you can't make it? Who told you that you were naked? Oh, well, it was the enemy. And he said, "Who told you that you were naked? And that have you eaten from the tree?" Have we eaten from the tree? Did we get off the elevator and go check out some things in life? Did we get away from Jesus? Did we get away from the elevator? The person that lifted up Jesus, that lifted us up? Did we walk away from him in our life? On which I commanded you that you should not eat. Did you eat from that tree that I commanded you not to eat? Watch how sin stops our elevator in life. It separates us from God. I wonder on what floor that we get we were stopped on. What floor did we get off and start checking out things in life? Have we gotten involved in situations in our life that we said, "You know what, Lord, I can you hold the elevator? Can you lock it open for a minute? I'll be right back. I'm just going to go check this out." And we got a little exploration going on. Holy Spirit, have you ever heard the Holy Spirit speaking to you and saying, "Don't do it"? Did you ever hear the Holy Spirit say, "Don't do it"? Did you ever see the movie Jaws? I don't know about you, but sometimes I'm a little dense. My wife laughs at me all the time. She says, "You don't hear the suspense building up in the movie and the drama that dum 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 dum. I mean, I jump every time something happens, you know. It's funny because my wife and my grandchildren play in the pool every now and then. They say, Isaac, you ever hear Momo go dum dum, dum dum? What do y'all do when she does that? Run, swim away. Because we play the little Jaws thing. We go after each other. We dum dum, dum dum. And it's time for us to pay attention to God saying, dum, 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 dum. There's something that's going on. We got to learn to hear the music when it's playing. We got to understand that God's speaking to our heart. And He's saying, don't do it. Don't get away. Say, get away. Look at your neighbor and say, it's time to get away from that stuff. Oh, you didn't tell him. You just looked at me. Keep, go ahead, tell him. Oh, you're scared to tell him. You don't want to tell him. Okay, well, just tell yourself, it's time for me to get away from that stuff. When we're caught... When we're caught, just like Adam, we jump into this self-preservation mode. Have you ever noticed how quick a kid will lie? They got cookie crumbs all over their mouth, and they say, did you get in the cookies? No, sir. Sin is nature is born into the world back then. Watch what Adam says. Then, in Genesis chapter 3 and verse 12, then the man said to God, listen to what he said. I'm sorry I got off on the wrong floor. Oh, no, he didn't say that. The woman who you gave me, Lord, she gave me of the tree. And this is the first good thing he said. And I ate it. The woman, she right away, self-preservation mode kicks in whenever we're guilty of doing something. We say, the problem is somebody else, our attitude in life. We got to learn that a lot of things in life just don't happen the way we think it's going to happen. The woman that you gave me of that tree and I ate it. Our attitude, it's not my fault. Have you ever heard the joke? I got a couple jokes this morning. I don't know what happened this weekend. Have you ever heard the joke of the guy rolling up to the stop sign, and as he's riding through, he looks around, he don't see no cop, and he rolls right on through the stop sign, just takes off. Cop pulls him over. Woo! Say, boy, didn't you know that was a stop sign? Yes, sir, I did. I slowed down. He said, did it say slow down? He said, no, it said stop. He said, but I slowed down a lot. He said, step out the car, son. Stepped out the car, and he grabbed his billy club out. He grabbed him by the face on his collar and started hitting him with the billy club. Wham, wham, wham. He goes, man, what you doing? He says, well, do you want me to slow down or do you want me to stop? Now, sometimes in our life, we just want to slow down. We're just on cruise control. But the Spirit of the Lord is telling you this morning, it's time to stop. What's the difference? A lot. Do you want the Lord to show you? And the Lord said to the woman, watch this, we're going back into the scripture. And the Lord said to the woman, Adam threw her right under the bus. What is this that you have done? Now, you see, the woman being a very smart person, you know what they are, women are very smart. She says, I got this. She learned real quick. She said, wait a minute, the serpent deceived me. And then she got honest and she said, and I ate. Say, I ate. Have we ever opened that box and ate what we wasn't supposed to? I'll just stay, leave that alone real quick and get away from that. God's awesome, and He wants to let you know that right here, sin's born into our lives. Right here, sin's born into the world. And sometimes we get off on the wrong floor. Sometimes as we live in our life, we get off on the wrong floor. Say, get back on. Back up into that elevator. Push the top floor. Say top floor. Push the top floor. Realize that God's got. But wait, God has a plan. Get back on the elevator. Listen to what the Spirit says to the church. Watch this. Romans 5 and 19 says, for as by one man disobedience was made us all sin, so also by one man's obedience, many will become righteous. Thank you, Jesus. Watch this. He gave us access. He gave us an elevator to the throne of God. He gave us access to the throne of God? Have we accessed God? Have we had made access to God? Adam just wanted to blame somebody. Eve just followed his lead and said, okay, if you're blaming somebody, I'm going to blame somebody too. Now it's our turn. Who have we been blaming for all of our problems? Uh-oh, but wait, you don't understand, Pastor. Wait, who have you been blaming for all of your problems? You see, it's time for us to say, I ate it. You can say all of the stuff you wanted to, but you ate the apple. You ate it. And that's why you're struggling. That's why you're suffering. That's why you're going through all of this turmoil. That's why. Say, why? Oh, come on, Jesus. You want to walk in the cool of the day with the Almighty God? We'll get back on the elevator and find out that it's not about blaming other people. It's about hearing God's voice. It's about understanding that it's time for us to walk in the cool of the day. It's time for us to quit hiding. Say hiding. From the presence of the Lord God Almighty. He's reaching out for you and me today. He's reaching out to us today. He's reaching out to this day, Sunday, right here at Word of Faith. He's reaching out and he's saying, listen to what I have to tell you. I love you. And I don't want you to have to go through this. Oh, I don't want you to have to eat that apple. Now, please don't choose to take a bite. Please don't choose to go and find out what the rest of the world is doing. How many of you know when you try that stuff, it does not satisfy you? You'll try it, and you'll try it, and it's... How many of you have been on that same floor for too long now? You've been on the floor for much too long. Come on, raise your hands. You've been on that floor for too long. It's time for us to get back on. Say, get back on. Get back on the elevator and move up. It's time to move it on up to get into Jesus. You know, sometimes you just hear things in your head. When I said moving on up, I heard, you know, the Jeffersons back in 1970, moving on up. How many of y'all heard that when I said that? Y'all are old. And everybody else is going, what? Who? Jefferson's moving on up. The Bible says we must, watch this, James chapter 4 and 10. Humble yourself. Say myself. You see, it's not about trying to tell other people how to live their life. It's about getting ourselves right with God. Say, humble myself, Lord. Wait a minute. Does that work? Lord, I need to learn how to humble myself. He says, humble yourself. Oh, watch this. In the sight of the Lord. Did I tell you, James? Yes. And he, say he. Now, that's a capital H, right? It's a capital H. That means God. It means Jesus. It means Holy Spirit. He will lift you up. Say, elevator. Oh, when we get into His presence, when we humble ourselves and pray and seek His face, then He'll heal our land. When we humble ourselves and pray, when we humble ourselves and pray in the sight of the Lord, and He will lift you up. Jesus is our elevator. Wow, what a great God we serve. Acts chapter 4 and 12 says it. There is there now, nor. Somebody help me. Nor is there salvation in any other, for there is no other name under heaven given amongst men which will we may be saved. How many of you know God is the way, the truth, and the life? He's the only way, the only truth, and the only life. Too many of us are trying to bring in some other stuff in our life and say, well, you know, this is, you know, we're living in 2018. Come on, don't you know what? Come on, we got to get with it. I'm not following the world. I'm not going to follow what they say. Say, they say. How many of you know they say a lot? You ever heard they say? Well, let's get to what the Bible says, for it's truth. Who have we allowed to press our stop button? Who have we allowed to press our stop button and open the door and got off on the wrong floor? Well, sometimes it's ourselves. Sometimes we've allowed other people in our lives. Watch what it says in Galatians chapter 5. You ran well. Galatians 5 and 7 says it like this. You ran well. You were running well. Who hindered you? Who slowed you up? Who's holding you back? Who's stopping you from getting back into that elevator and moving on up to the mighty God? Who hindered you from obeying the truth? For this persuasion does not come from him who called you. this persuasion did not come from God. This persuasion did not come from Jesus. This persuasion did not come from the Holy Spirit. Have we allowed ourselves to get off and wonder in life and trying to figure it out by ourselves? How many of you know the Bible says that when we compare ourselves by ourselves, it's not wise. When we try to figure it out on our own, how many of you know we can come up with some amazing, unbelievable theories? Have you heard some stuff that you went, what? Have you ever heard somebody try to convince you of something that's just like way out? Zombies, you know, something like that. Yeah. My friend Murray tells me he's got a friend that's actually believing in Murray. In zombies. And I gave him a scripture to help the boy out. The dead in Christ shall rise first. Hallelujah. But I just told him, no, you better not tell him that. There's times to get back on the elevator and press the top floor. Say top floor. Watch this. The penthouse. See, how many of you are ready to go get into the penthouse? I watch this. How about the roof penthouse? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We can go to the top floor and go to the repent house. That means stop doing the things we're doing and get back on track and repent and say, Lord, I done messed up again. That ain't you, though. You got it under control. Yes, Lord, it happened. I did eat the apple. I confess it. I repent. 1 John chapter 1 and 8 says, if you say that you have no sin, for those of y'all that said you didn't eat the apple, 1 John chapter 1, verse 8 says, if you say, if we say, I'll put myself in there, if we say that we have no sin, huh? We deceive ourselves. Have you ever been deceiving yourself? Have you ever been walking through life and just deceiving yourself and think, it's okay? How many of you know that when you were 300 pounds, Tyrone, you wasn't deceiving anybody? Everybody knew that you were fat. I'd look in the mirror and I'd go, boy, I look pretty good. Look at that for a man 40 years old. I'm 320 pounds. Ah, man, Tyrone, it's time to go on a diet. So the Lord said, guess what? I'm going to help you out. Took my legs out from under me. I lost like 100 pounds in a month. It's not funny. I didn't like that at all. I mean, if you know, we can be hard-headed. I'm just giving you some of my own testimony. Thank you, Jesus. Not for losing 100 pounds, not for the sickness, but for losing 100 pounds. Thank you, Lord. If you keep asking for something, you just might get it. Watch this. That we say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. Mm-hmm. If we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. If, verse 9, if we confess our sins, don't you know we serve a mighty God? He is faithful to forgive us. Say, forgive me, Lord. He is faithful to forgive us of our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. If we say that we have not sinned, we make him a liar. You see? And his word is not in us. Did you hear that? His word is not in us. Yet, watch this. In Acts chapter 3 and verse 17, it says, yet now, brethren, I know that you did it in ignorance and did as, and so did your rulers. But those things... You might help me get my teeth in right now. Yet now, brethren, I know that you did this in ignorance, as did also your rulers. But those things which God foretold by the mouth of all his prophets that the Christ would suffer, he has thus fulfilled. Here it comes. Ready? Repent, therefore, and be converted back up on the elevator. Repent and get back on the elevator. Get back to where God has brought you. How many of you know he's got something better for you involved? He's got something better. Say better, Lord. Repent and be converted. That your sins may be blotted out. That your sins may be blotted out. I mean, it's just like it's no longer there. It's gone. I mean, you know, when the devil comes up and he runs up to the throne of God, and he says, hey, God, did you see what Tyrone did? He said, I don't know. What'd he do? He goes, look in the book. So the Lord opens up the book. He says, well, it's blotted out. I can't read a thing. because it's blotted out, say, through the blood of Jesus. How many of you have got the blood all over you? Oh, hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you for the blood of Jesus, Lord. Fill us, oh God. Lord, watch this, watch. So that the times of refreshing may come. How many of you are ready for a little refreshing? You see, when the Lord comes, He blots out our sins, and then the times of refreshing comes. You ever leave out of church and just went, boy, that felt good. I just feel much better. I feel good. I feel cleaner. How many of you ever do that? You walk out of church, you worship the Lord in truth and in spirit. You walk out and you say, boy, am I glad I went to the house of the Lord today. The Lord spoke to my heart. He touched me. He washed me, cleansed me again. Say again. Oh, He's doing a mighty work in some folks' lives right now. It's a time of repression. Let it may come. And the presence, watch this, from the presence of the Lord. When we're in His presence, the time of refreshing comes. You ready for some refreshing in your life? Are you tired of just making it? Are you tired of just getting by? Are you tired of just the old hum of life? Well, get back. Say, get back on the elevator. Get back on Jesus. Get back on the person, Jesus Christ, who will lift you up into His presence. And then the joy and the refreshing comes. Thank you, Jesus. Psalms chapter 16 and verse 9, the Bible says, therefore, my heart is glad and I might rejoice. My flesh also will rest in hope, for you will not leave my soul in shadow, which is hell. Huh? Nor will you allow the Holy One, Jesus, to see corruption. You will show me the path of life. And in your presence, in His presence, is what? Fullness of joy. And at your right hand are pleasures forevermore. You see how good it is to walk with God in the garden? How many of you want to go back to the garden lifestyle? Come on, Jesus is waiting for us. You don't have to wait. You don't have to wait until the end. You can live there today. Say today. Well, you don't understand, brother. Yes, I do. I've been there. How many of you been there? Bought the T-shirt and got to prove it. But now you repented. You gave your life to Christ and you're walking. Say walking with Jesus. I'm walking with Jesus daily. I'm trying to find out exactly what's the next step, because when I start stepping out in my own strength, when I start stepping out in my own ways, how many of you know we're making mistakes? when we start trying to follow the world, when we're trying to impress somebody else, or we're trying to do something to, I'm here to tell you, get before the Lord. I love this morning. My wife asked Jeremy if he'd pray after the thing. And he says, you know, he goes, when I pray, I just kind of pray my own little thing. I just talk to God like I'm talking to you. I said, good. That's how we should be doing it. Because that's how you can get on your knees and you can say the Our Father, and that's all good, okay? But I'm here to tell you there's a better way. There's a new way. It's called Jesus. It's called the Holy Spirit. It's called the getting before the God, the Lord God Almighty, and realizing that He just wants to talk to you just like you talk to your friend. He's your friend. He's your King. He's the Messiah. He's the Alpha and Omega. How many of you know He knows all things? Don't you think it'd be a good person to talk to, of that the person that knows all things, that He knows the beginning from the end? He knows what you're going to need tomorrow. And He also knows what you don't need tomorrow, that we think we need for tomorrow. Get back on the elevator. And at your right hand is pleasure more forevermore. The Lord said to him, watch this, Matthew chapter 25. When, say when. When we get back on the elevator, when we truly want to live life and enjoy it and walk in newness of life and walk with the pleasure and the pleasance in the presence of the Almighty God each and every day, when we repent and we confess our sin and He's faithful to forgive us of our sin, and when we walk in newness of life each and every day, and when we're just honest with ourselves and with everybody else, because how many of you know that's what the Lord wants? He wants you to just say, hey, you know what? I ate it. I did it. You know what? Don't worry about blaming somebody else. Don't try to find something. You know, I love my mother to death, and it's kind of true, but it was my decision. She says, used to say these things. Listen to this. How many of you ever heard this one? Tell me who your company is, and I'll tell you who you are. My mom didn't. I hung around the wrong crowd. Anybody hang around the wrong crowd? You heard that a few times? Tell me who your company is, and I'll tell you who you are. You know what? When I was a younger man, I used to say, "Mom, that's not true." As I matured and grew up, she was right. And the problem was I was part of that crowd. I wasn't being led away. I made a decision. Anybody ever make the wrong decisions? Oh, Lord, forgive us, oh God. Aren't you glad you're forgiven? Aren't you glad we serve the risen Savior that says, you know what, I know you were, this is just for me, it wasn't for you guys, okay? He was telling me, he said, I know you were stupid, but now that you got some sense in your brain, now that you woke up and grew up and matured, you don't have to keep doing that no more. It's time, say it's time, to realize that we reap the things we sow. Oh my. I wished I had started sowing good seed much earlier than I did. Don't you wish so? Matthew 25 and verse 21, it says, His Lord said to him, Well done, thou good and faithful servant. You were faithful over a few things. I will make you ruler over many things. You see, the Lord's looking for faith. The Lord's looking for some folks that'll truly repent, that'll say, Lord, I realize that I have not been faithful, but Lord, I need to be faithful to you. So Lord, that's why we're living in a society that don't understand commitment. They don't understand faithfulness. And it's time for us as Christians to be the example and show them what faithfulness really is and what faithfulness and commitment truly is and say, you know what? Things aren't going right, but I'm not going to run away from this. I'm going to learn how to support and get a part of this and find out what it is I can do. I saw this, maybe this morning or last night. You know I'm a Facebook guy. Saw this on Facebook, the complaint line and the compliment line. The complaint line was filled up with people. The compliment line was empty. How many of you know it's time for us to start building up the body of Christ instead of tearing it down? It's time for us to start encouraging one another. It's time for us to speak the word of God to one another and encourage the body of Christ. Say, come on, we can do this. How many of you know he that's in you is stronger than he that's in the world? I love it when Elijah said, Lord, open up my servant's eyes that he might see that there's more with us than that's against us. How many of you know that we need our eyes open to see that God shall supply all of our needs according to His riches? You don't have enough. Nobody has enough. That's okay. You only need a little seed worth of faith. Just a little bit of faith. Oh my goodness. Sow some seeds and watch what God will do. Listen what he said. He goes, you were faithful over a few things. I will put you ruler over many things. Why am I struggling? Why? Because I'm not faithful with what I've got. If I was faithful with what I have, then the Lord would give me more. So much more that the Lord says that your cup will overflow. How many of you ready for some overflow? Come on. Well, then be faithful with what you got and start doing with what God called us to do with what we got. No, I just can't afford it. I ain't got nothing. I'm broke. I can't do that. Shoot. I can't play a guitar. I can't play a drum. Can you make a joyful noise? Hallelujah. That's me. I'm part of the joyful noise section. If you ever want to stand next to me and hear me sing, you might want to move over a little bit. Probably won't be on the right key. But you know what? My father says, I love you, boy, because you've given it to me with all your heart, with all your mind, with all your soul. And I don't care what other people think. I'm going to celebrate how good my God is. And I know where I came from. I know what he brought me up out of. I know that he set my feet upon the rock, Christ Jesus. I've tasted and seen how good he is. I'm not going back to what the other stuff was. How many of you know that the other stuff is not worth it? No matter where you came from, once you taste of the Lord and you walk in the newness of life and you walk into His presence. You, I say this many times here, you cannot come into the presence of the Most High God and walk out not changed. Whoo! What a mighty God. You know He's going to change you. You know He's got some good stuff in store for you. How many of you ready for some good stuff? Well, let's get back. Say get back on the elevator and go to the repent floor. Hallelujah. To the penthouse floor, or the repent house floor. Has our elevator door opened up on the wrong floor? Probably a few times. But it's our call. It's our decision that we back up and get back on the elevator and press up and press to the higher calling. How many of you know He's got a higher calling for you? He's got a higher calling. He's got a high, say higher. He's got a higher calling. Don't be, well, don't say God just died for you. Amen. How many of you know He died so that you might have life and have it more abundantly? You don't have to sit back and take what the devil wants to give you. Get back on the elevator. Back on Jesus. Are you ready to get back on Jesus? Are you ready to get back on Jesus? Are you ready to get up to the point of realizing that He's the lifter of our soul? Has He lifted up your countenance? Has He lifted up your life and said, let me show you a better way? I know He has for me. You know what? You've tried the other stuff, not try the best, because there's nothing better than serving the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. The elevator, the lifter of our soul, the elevator of our soul. He is the elevator. He's the lifter of my soul. You ready to be lifted up this morning? If that's you, stand at your feet, because God's got a door for you that you got to back up and press to the top floor. We serve the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. We serve the Almighty God, the Alpha and Omega. I wish I had Carol's whole list. I'd read that whole thing to you again, because now it would have. I should have let you wait and let you read that at the end here. Do you know who Jesus is? Do you know He's bringing you up out of the miry clay? He's bringing you up away. He's blotted out. He's blotted out. He's lifted us up. Can you raise both hands and say, Lord, here I am. Here I am again, Lord. And Lord, I repent, oh God. Lord, I confess, oh God, that I ate the apple. Lord, I did the wrong thing, Lord. We just ask You right now, Lord, that You would forgive us again, oh God, that You would show us Your way, oh God, that we would run with endurance the race that You've set before us, Lord. Let us not be stuck. Let us not be stuck on the wrong floor when the day comes, oh God, for the day is coming. And the Lord says, today lift up your voice, lift up your heart, lift up your mind, and hear the voice of the Lord. Hear what the Spirit is saying to you today. I love you. I forgave you. Will you come and dine with Me, says the Lord. Come and dine with Me today and every day. And follow Me in Jesus' name. And everyone said amen. Amen. God bless you. Hug somebody in Jesus' name.